Valentine's Day has all kinds of meanings, from getting the biggest number of cards from our kindergarten classmates to finding the right partner to share those romantic dinners with, and maybe a whole life. But what if you fall in love with the whole world? What happens then? Hi, I'm Corby Mitlide, and this is the Psychic Yellow Brick Road. The world is changing, and life doesn't have the spark it used to. So we look around and ask, where do I need to go to catch the magic again? You've found it. Welcome to the Psychic Yellow Brick Road, a weekly podcast that delves into the intuitive world, metaphysics, life purpose, and how to connect with the compassion of spirituality. I'm Corby Mitlide, and I've been on the Psychic Yellow Brick Road for 50 years. I'm a certified tarot master, past life specialist, psychic medium, channel, and author. And most importantly, I'm an elder in the field, ready to pass on everything I've discovered to you. So let's hit that psychic yellow brick road where you can find the real wizards and avoid the flying monkeys. How to fall in love with the whole world. The red and green tinsel is barely off the shelves December 27th, and suddenly there are the hearts. Red, flowery, and insistent in every size and style. Valentine's Day candy and cards and decorations are everywhere, reminding us for weeks ahead that this is the day designed for love. I've seen those hearts cause several reactions, giggles and delight for those who have a special someone, swooning yet eternally hopeful longing by young girls who have crushes on schoolmates or rock stars, exasperation by folks who just think all the fuss is silly, and looks more poignant. Grief for those no longer here, or those who never arrived in time, by those for whom the holiday is more stiletto in the ribs than Cupid's arrow in the heart. Valentine's Day has been co-opted by marketing and media expectations. If we don't have that special someone on whom to lavish our emotions, then our value on February 14th is just a little less than everyone else's. Better luck next year, you know? Or maybe you should just go to one of those swirling, desperate singles dances just in case you can find someone in time. Ugh. But it's possible to take the idea of true love back from the money men, to show it to be something a little greater than their expectations. All of us, at one time or another, have had the phrase, if you loved me, you would, thrown at us, as a challenge, a complaint, or a plea. But the phrase is a lie. When we love truly, we love because we decide to. Love, like happiness, is a choice. And those moments when we choose to open ourselves to love without reservation or condition are overwhelming in their beauty and bliss. It works the same way when the object of our love is the one in the mirror, when we peel love away from being a bargaining chip, a reward, or a prize in the crackerjack box of life. We have a sanctuary for ourselves. When we love ourselves deeply and truly, we don't hold ourselves to impossible standards. We don't use love as either a carrot or a stick. We recognize it as where we dwell, safe, secure, strong, and at peace. When we're the face and form of love and completely accept that for ourselves, then and only then can we turn and give others that same absolute peace. The puzzle of it all, though, is if we don't love others, we cannot love ourselves. But it's a puzzle only if you see yourself as separate from others. When you realize that to love one is to love all, to love everyone else is to love yourself perfectly, you fall into that seamless tapestry of compassion, joy, and equanimity. Years ago, I was part of a conference where author Robert Schwartz was the keynote speaker. Listening to him, I was struck by his description of his sudden introduction to how love is truly everything in the universe. I took a break from work and went for a walk and had a profound experience. I suddenly felt overwhelming, unconditional love for every person I saw. No words can adequately convey the power of this love. It was of an intensity and depth I had never experienced and did not know was possible. For each person, the mother pushing her baby in a stroller, the cab driver waiting for a fare, the child playing at the corner, the barber cutting hair behind the window of his barbershop, I felt pure, limitless love. Though I had never before heard of such an experience, I knew intuitively what was happening. I was in enhanced, immediate communion with my soul. My soul was saying to me, "This love is who you are." That description, though I've heard it and read it a dozen times, still hits me right in the heart. If we could touch that light in ourselves, even only occasionally, how different the world might be. When this experience happened, Rob was just at the beginning of the incredible experiences that would lead him to write Your Soul's Plan. He wasn't a lifelong seeker of truth. He wasn't someone steeped in metaphysical or religious thought. He was just someone open to the message. And if it's possible for him to experience that, it's possible for any of us. This year, change your idea of Valentine's Day. Do what Rob did. Go for a walk, on your street, at a mall. No matter who comes into your line of vision, look deeply. Acknowledge heart deep and unconditionally the beauty and courage of their wants and needs, their own strivings to fit into the world and understand it, their own loves and longings. Honor everything that makes them a brave and courageous soul that has incarnated Earthside to learn, to heal, to serve the universe through that learning. Remember that what moves them, the spark of soul, is also yours. For if we all in the end go back to the central point, if we're all merely emanations of the One, there's no difference. Then, come back and imagine taking a walk with yourself next to you. Take the time to study yourself the same way you studied those on your love excursion. Honor the choices and challenges you've made. Know that there is absolutely nothing about you that's less than completely deserving of love. Embrace your stumblings, your backslides, and even your moments of defeat and failure as valiant efforts to understand the world and your own being to the best of your ability. Credit your bravery and your resilience. The fact that you get up every day willing to learn, to change, to grow. Love, forgive, embrace. Until you are completely saturated in your own unconditional love, forgiveness, and acceptance. Now you're ready to give your own Valentine to the world. Go outside and fling your love with joy unrestrained, not measuring whether to give it in this place or that, or caring if it's accepted in return. Give joyously and without rules or restrictions, seizing each moment as a chance to bestow a spiritual embrace on every person who crosses your path. A smile unexpected, an angel act, picking up a stranger's tab at a restaurant, with nothing asked in return, and perhaps without their even knowing who did it. A kind word to someone, unanticipated but heartfelt, and an eyes-to-eyes acknowledgement of appreciation for someone's everyday work, whether it's the store clerk who bags your groceries, or the car wash fellow wiping down your car on a very cold day. Your life and how you live it is a Valentine to yourself and to the world every day. Sign that Valentine with a flourish. Bestow it on everyone who comes in contact with you. And watch your own inner mailbox fill to overflowing with messages of love from the universe. I've been guiding friends and clients since 1973. I love showing you opportunities and how to grab them, where the tough stuff is and how to get through it, and handing you your toolbox through tarot and oracle cards, past life exploration, spirit guides and angelic conferences, and mediumship. My website, corbymitlai.com, is full of articles, blogs, where to find me for live appearances, and where to listen to me as I guest on other podcasts. There's a full menu of readings, from short burning questions all the way up to the jewel in the crown, my soul plan readings, which are based on the work I did with Robert Schwartz. Whether it's general questions about your life in practical terms, romance readings, business consultations, discovering your sentence of passion, or digging into that single challenge that has run through your life, you can find the appointment that's right for you. You know, your opinion matters a lot. So if you enjoy this, take a few minutes to leave a review. Word of mouth is key with podcasts, so share it with others. And if you really want to help make the magic happen, go find me at patreon.com. There's a tier called I Believe in You. And for just a couple of dollars a month, you can be an official roadie and help all the things I do. The podcast, the books, the classes, the videos keep on coming. This has been Corby Mitlide. And until next time, keep those ruby slippers polished, and I'll meet you on the psychic yellow brick road.